He was calm. He was humble. He was shy. When he was talking to you, maybe he was shy, or maybe it's because of Islamic teachings. He was never looking into your eyes. We didn't think at that time that he is very much enthusiastic or he is very emotional. I think those things were not visible on his face, at least.
So in other words, he did not come across as sort of the stereotypical hardline Islamic extremist.
No, he didn't give this impression. He was looking like an ordinary man, and we didn't think that he has such a radical mind behind his calm face.
And the place they took you to, describe to me what the compound was. Was it a private home? Where were you exactly physically? And I also understand that you were invited to have tea, and then you were given this message.
You know, when we went to host, we were taken to a compound, and in that compound, we saw that we are in the midst of Mujahideen, the holy warriors. There were guys marching in the nearby towns. They were wearing military uniform. And then the second day, we knew that there are training camps named after the companions of the Prophet of Islam. There were three camps there, and all of them belonged to Pakistanis. And then we were taken to another camp, and there we met Osama bin Laden. That camp was called Al-Badr camp. It was the training camp for Arabs. There were dummy men. There were military exercise obstacles. It was surrounded by mountains, and the buildings in both places, these were run-down buildings made of stones and mud. To the open eye, they were very simple houses, rooms, and it didn't give me the impression that as if these are some modern complexes.
So what you're describing to me, Nafis, it sounds like you were in an Al-Qaeda training camp.
At that time, they were not known as Al-Qaeda, but later, after the 1998 bombing in Eastern Africa and the 2001 9/11 attacks, I realized that we were with Al-Qaeda.
So you're in this now, which you look back at, you're looking in basically in a training camp. Talk about that and about the message that this rather calm, seemingly polite man is going to deliver to you, group of journalists. In my mind, I'm picturing about five or six of you.
I think we were 7 to 9 people there, yeah. You know, when the formal conversation finished, so they took us from the hall, out of the hall, and we sat on the ground, and there they served us tea and some dry fruit. And at that time, Osama bin Laden was watching us. He was looking to each and every one of us. And when he was mentioning that he is going to start jihad against America and Israel and all the rulers of the Arab world, we thought that he is probably bragging. It was in 98 and then again in 2001. After the 9/11 attacks, I got this impression that I met the most dangerous man in the world.